Hello, and welcome to A Vashon Minute, where we take a moment to focus on one island issue or one island person at a time. Opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants alone and do not reflect the opinions of anyone officially associated with Voice of Vashon. I'm Susan McCabe, your host for this episode, where we're going to get an update on happenings at our iconic Camp Sealth. To bring us that update is the camp's new director of camping, Omar Malik. Welcome, Omar.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's really a delight. And it looks like a welcome to Vashon is an appropriate statement right now
as
well. Yes.
Today we are celebrating our 1 month anniversary on Vashon. So my family and I are very excited to be here, have had a very warm welcome from the entire community and, you know, loving the island life.
Where did you come from?
We actually moved here from Oakland, California. So a very big change.
That's a huge change.
Yeah. Yeah.
How are you doing with the ferry schedules?
You know, so I've actually been really lucky with the ferries. People kind of told me before coming here, like, hey, you know, like the ferry system is really kind of broken and there's a lot of work that needs to be done. But I have had only perfect luck with my ferries so far.
Okay, so you've got good karma.
I do. One of my coworkers was like, anytime you need to go off island, take Omar because he's got that good ferry karma right now. So yeah, feeling very lucky.
All right. Well, welcome. It's really good to have you here.
Thank you.
How did you choose Camp Sealth? How did you get this job?
Oh, man. So I've been working in the camping industry for the past 6 years. Really have loved every second of it. But my wife and I always wanted to relocate back to Washington, where she's from. And I honestly did not want to just work at any camp. My passion really lies with like serving youth from under-resourced communities. And I wanted to make sure I found a camp that kind of aligned with my values. And this camp job opened up and I could see that they were trying to do things similar to the way that I felt the camping industry needed to move in. And I applied for the job. It was beginning of October. And then I got the job middle of December and we moved here February 1.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
very quick.
Fast.
Is
this a new position or are you replacing someone?
So the director of camping has been a position that's been around for a really long time. I think they've had a little bit of transition. And so, yeah, I'm coming in new and fresh.
Good. That's always a great thing for something like Camp Sealth that's been around forever.
Yeah.
Can you tell us, as a new person, this might be an unfair question.
Mm-hmm.
How long has Camp Sealth been around?
Yeah, so I think we are celebrating. Camp Sealth opened on Vashon in 1920. Camp Fire was first founded as a organization in Washington in 1919, but 1920 is when there was about $9,000 that were put together and the first 100 acres of Camp Sealth were bought.
$9,000 for 100 acres.
Yeah, I know, right? Sounds crazy.
Yeah, I wouldn't even buy you a hut right now.
I know, and at that time, it only cost $1 a day to attend camp.
Wow.
I know.
What a fantasy that is. So. What, if you know, mm-hmm. how has Camp Sealth programming changed and what's coming up?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So Camp Fire historically, when it first opened, was Camp Fire Girls. That's kind of the number one thing I hear when I say that I work for Camp Fire. They're like, oh, Camp Fire Girls. I'm like, actually, in 1970, I'm going to make sure I get my day right, 1975, they actually moved to boys programming as well. So now we serve about 46% of our youth are male presenting.
Huh.
So, yeah. So that's kind of how, you know, Camp Fire was founded in 1919 in Washington State. And then 1920, Camp Sealth was bought. And every single year since then, camp has been running. The only year that we closed was during COVID.
Wow. In that whole time.
I'm
not even going to try to do the math.
Many, many years.
Many, many years.
Yes.
Yes. So what's coming up for this camp season and when does it start?
Absolutely. So our summer season starts middle of June. We have 8 sessions of our kind of traditional overnight camp. We still have some spaces. However, those are still filling up pretty quick. And then we also have our adventure camps. We do a horse camp. We do an archery camp. We do sailing camp. We do adventure camp. And then for those folks who are looking for an opportunity to put their kids in something who live on Vashon, we also have space in our day camps. And we serve those are from, I believe, K through 6th grade.
Man, that sounds like fun. I want to go to camp.
Oh, it's so much fun. I mean, we're so lucky that we have a mile and a half of waterfront beach that the kids get the opportunity to explore. We have archery, arts and crafts. You know, we kind of, our kind of ethos is to do things in the outdoors and do things together as a team and really kind of build the community that way.
So how many kids can you accommodate in a session?
Yeah, so I think our sessions are around 250 kids. We also have about 120 odd staff who show up in the summer. So, you know, we go from a pretty small team of 12 or 13 to a very large team of about 123. So it's pretty wild.
So are you, Omar, going to be responsible for supervising all those people?
Yeah, I am. So we obviously have levels, and I'm the one who supervises all the people, yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
You're not going to, you better catch up on your sleep now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So you mentioned K through six. Is that the age range for all the programs?
No. So that's kind of our day camp age range. Our age range for our kind of overnight camps is from grades 2 to 10. But then from our grades 10 to 12, we also offer teen camps. So leadership programs for teens who are interested. Some positions are paid, some positions are volunteer, but those positions that are volunteer will absolutely give any teens their community service hours for graduation.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that because Vashon High School students have a 25 hour per year, I think.
Okay.
I think that's right.
Okay.
Community service requirement, or maybe it's just the seniors to graduate.
Right. Yeah. So that's actually a really great segue because we have some really cool opportunities coming up for anybody who wants to get those community service hours. On April 20th, we hold our annual Spring Service Day, which is an opportunity for anybody on Vashon. It's a family event. Anybody on Vashon is able to come do some trail clearing, maybe kind of just help get camp ready and beautify it ready for the summer season. We provide lunch. It's a free opportunity for anybody. And then anybody who would like to stay the night at Camp Sealth, we do a discounted rate of $50 for that one night for any family that's willing to stay.
That sounds like fun. That is also Earth Week.
I think that's kind of why we did it.
Perfect timing.
There you go. That's so anybody who's interested in getting any community service in the outdoors and beautifying our lovely Camp Sealth, please, you can go ahead and go to the website and check us out.
What is the website?
I believe it's campfireseattle.org.
Campfireseattle.org to find out when you would like to be part of getting Camp Sealth ready for this summer session.
Yeah.
Do you have any knowledge of the history of Camp Sealth and how it ended up on Vashon?
You know, I actually don't know too much about that. I think it had to do with, you know, I don't want to give the incorrect information. And so as somebody who's only been here 4 weeks, I'm going to pause myself there.
Yeah, I'm wondering why Campfire bought that, what is it, 9,000 acres?
$9,000 for the first 100 acres.
100 acres, yeah. Are there now more than 100
acres? Yeah, I think
we're
about 400 acres now.
Campfire continues to expand.
Yeah.
How does Camp Sealth compare to other Campfire camps in the country?
Oh, man. So I think
size.
Yeah, I think in terms of size, we're probably on the largest side. There are some camps that are larger and there are some camps that are smaller. But I think we're probably in the upper average of how big camps are. I mean, I think, you know, camps in general are, my last camp was 2,000 acres. And so it's it just kind of depends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your last camp was in the Bay Area?
It was. It was in Northern California. I worked for the Boys and Girls Clubs of San Francisco, and we owned a residential summer camp called Camp Mendocino that I worked at for the past 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And you left it. I'm wondering how you're weathering the 4 weeks of rain that you've been living with here.
You know, it was interesting because as I was leaving the Bay Area, we had a that was kind of when all these like Bay Area storms were starting.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was leaving wet weather and coming to wet weather. So I think it was something, you know, I actually went to college in London. So I was pretty accustomed to that, like very just not pouring rain, but just this like consistent drizzle all the time, which is what I'm finding. And the dark, yes.
Yeah. Now you've missed the deepest of the dark.
Yes.
Your next winter will be deeply dark.
We were here in December for Christmas, visiting my wife's family, and I was like, "Oh yeah, this is different."
you kind of make your own sunshine here.
You kind of have to, and I think it's really beautiful because you know where we're living, we have all of Camp Sea Health around us, and we have the opportunity to be outside, and that was a huge deal for us to you know, raise my daughter in a place really that wasn't Oakland, to be really honest.
Yeah, and this is a wonderful place to raise kids.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You
will be happy with that.
Yeah, no, that's what it seems like.
We're talking with Omar Malik, the new director of camping at Camp Sea Elf, our iconic Camp Sea Elf here on Vashon Island. And he is new to Vashon Island and bringing fresh ideas to Camp Sea Elf. We talked about programming coming up. What among that programming is new and fresh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we have a couple of really cool opportunities for different family camps coming up. May 25th to May 27th, we have our special family camp, which is a family camp that is designed for kids and adults with special needs who are neurodivergent. And the entire environment that we create is an inclusive, supportive environment for all of those families. It's been going on for a long time. We do all of our traditional camp activities. They're obviously modified to fit the young people and families that are serving. We have adaptive bikes, we have crafts, hiking, marine touch tanks, and so much more. And then we also have, which, you know, the date is still to be decided, but it will be up on our website, Proud to Be Family Camp, a camp for LGBTQ plus couples and their families in an inclusive environment, you know, doing the same kind of things, making sure that everybody feels welcome. And then I mentioned, you know, we have our spring escape. And then we also have all of the amazing summertime things that we talked about before. So, you know, we're doing a lot. We also are really thinking about how we can continue to preserve Camp Sea Elf for future. You know, we've been around 110 plus years, but we want to be around 110 plus more. So really thinking about how we can continue to preserve the land that we're sitting on and make sure that we're doing it justice.
Does that require fundraising?
Oh, absolutely. We haven't really gotten into that point of it quite yet, but I think in the coming years, we're really thinking about how we can, you know, make sure our facilities are set up to be successful for many more decades.
Omar Malik, I'm sitting here looking across the studio from you and thinking, there's a lot of great hope for Camp Sea Elf.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm really hoping that we can, you know, one of my big passions personally is being able to provide an opportunity for young people who don't usually have the opportunity to be outside. And that's a passion that I'm really excited to bring forward, start partnering with communities, other organizations on Vashon. If you see me around and you see me in a Camp Sea Elf shirt, please stop and say hi. I want to get to know everybody and really be a part of this community and push Camp Sea Elf forward.
And bring kids from other communities.
That's a huge part
to our island, yeah.
Yes, that's a huge thing for me.
That sounds wonderful.
Amazing.
Thank you, Omar. It's a pleasure meeting you. And folks, the website is?
Campfire. I would, just to be super certain, I would say go to Google and type in Camp Sea Elf, because I don't want to tell you the wrong website.
Right, okay.
And then get it wrong. But if you type in Camp Sea Elf, that is the first one that comes up.
And find out how you can be involved. Thanks, folks, for listening to A Vashon Minute. It's been a pleasure. I appreciate your company. And stay tuned. You never know what might come next on Voice of Vashon.